Good evening, dear parents. I got an hour-long tape from you all today. I guess you mailed it a week ago Saturday, which would be the 28th of January you mailed it, and I got it today, which is about right, 7 or 8 days service. It's a little slow. Usually it only takes six days, but it's been real bad the last couple weeks. Thank you. That was really a good tape. There wasn't too many tear stains on there, and Dad doesn't sound like he's making a big production speech. He just talks to the kid, which is the way it's supposed to be. And I really appreciate that a lot more. The music came over real good and was much, much, much appreciated. I'm sending you back this 15-minute tape and keeping the hour tape, and I'm waiting for my slides to be sent back to me, please. And then I will have 3 packages of slides, which I will then take that hour-long tape and sit down with the slides and make a slide tape show. And you can take the tape recorder and set it down one place and set the slide projector up another place, and by listening to the tape recorder and changing the slides when I tell you to, you will have detailed explanations of all before you for 60 slides. That'll be a pretty good show. If I talk a minute about each slide, you see, I've just about filled that tape up, right? Right. And really, our tapes are difficult to fill up for you, and I know I'm going to have trouble doing it. Margie's got an hour tape, and she's never sent it to me because she doesn't think she can talk that long. You know, you run out of things to say after a few minutes anyway. And she's going to put music on hers and send it to me, which would be kind of nice. These 15-minute tapes are about the best thing. If you want some, I'll buy them and send them to you. They're easier. They're cheaper over here for me to buy. Huh, I see my little tape spool is broken. Oh, sorry about that. Wait a minute. I'm going to turn it off. There was a rather large section there in Dad's tape where he was fiddling with the tape recorder and nothing came across, but that's okay, I guess. I have to learn and practice with these little machines. Mine is a Crown Quarter CTR 5000, the crystallization of, as the guy says on the tape. And it's a off-the-wall Japanese make bought in Hong Kong, but it works pretty good. It's not too big, not too heavy, and it looks pretty rugged, and it's a rather attractive-looking thing. And it works pretty well. Really has a nice speaker on it, and it picks up things real well. It doesn't record too well, I don't think. Of course, you've got this generator in the background that I've got to compete with. But you ask some questions, and I have some comments. It was really nice to hear Granddad talk. I'm sorry that he doesn't get to hear any more of these, but that was real nice. And he does real well on the tape recorder. He just talks into the thing like it was me. I was real good. And you were saying, the first rain of the year, and by now you've had enough of rain, haven't you? Oh, boy. Number 10 is real bad versus number 1. If something's number 1, it's real good. And if you say it's a number 10 tape, you know, that means it's a real bad tape. That's what that was talking about. You asked how many miles is it from here to Pleiku. Well, we did not go to Pleiku, but it's about 48, 60, I guess it's closer to 60 miles than it is 50. So it's somewhere around there. And you can drive up there. They have convoys going up there all the time. There's 3 convoys a day that go up there, and you can catch, you just jump in a convoy and go up between a couple of trucks, that's all. Or you fly up there. I've never driven up, I've only flown up. And Sunday they had somebody stuck a rifle over a rock and shot 50 shots at a civilian bus. Nobody was hurt. And that, you know, happens once a month or something like that, and they never find the guy who did it. So, and that only takes place way west of here, past the artillery position, which is way beyond the Montagnard village, so it never happens inside this area. Hasn't happened since I've been here anyway. And thanks for the long johns, but I don't know, I may put them on yet. It gets cold here at night. I mean, it does get cold here at night, just like it does at home, and the fog's here in the morning. And I have 2 blankets and a nylon blanket on my bed right now. 2 wool blankets, army type, and a nylon type very thin quilt, a poncho liner, and a sheets. And I'm still not always warm at night, and I just may put those long johns on yet. You said you're talking about sending me all these cookies and food and stuff like that. You feed the army? Well, you do feed a lot of the army. I like to have my buddies and some of our sergeants and some of the guys in the section. They come in and have, we had some fudge and a beer tonight, and I nibbled all your cookies are gone that you sent. Right, you sent me those cans of chocolate chip cookies. Well, they're all gone. And I never saw the jigsaw puzzle. Is it? I don't know if it's coming in another box or not. Maybe I better go through my wastebasket here and find it. I did get the plug, but I haven't seen the jigsaw puzzle yet. My tape recorder is making funny little whirring noises. That's probably the motor inside. I think I'm about due for a new set of batteries, but I'm not really sure. Send my slides back, please. And I was referring to Cap Miller's going out to the bunnies. Not the bunnies, Mother. Boonies, which is the same as bush in Canadian. Okay? Okay. And I wrote down here Kermit, and I will write to Kermit, and I'm really sorry to hear about what happened a couple of days later on the next couple of days later on the tape. And I will write Marion, and I do have everybody's address up there. Okay? And that's just too bad about that. You asked also, next thing was that you asked was the temperature over here. Well, it gets into the low 90s in the day, and it's gets down in the middle 60s at night, which is cool for over here. And that was dry sack sherry that Marge gave you, and for those of you who don't appreciate good wine, and I certainly don't necessarily appreciate good wine, I just like some and don't like others, but dry sack sherry is supposed to be some of the best you can get. And it isn't a little gunny sack. That's part of the show that they present. Right? Right. Okay. Dad was talking about the Montagnards, that you were reading me that thing out of National Geographic, I think. Right? Right, maybe. And their hair don't stick out here. It's very smooth. It just goes straight down like everybody else's. It doesn't stick out in the African Jomo Kenyatta style, you know. They don't quite like that. And that rice wine in the 20-gallon jugs is good, boy. It tastes like beer. It feels like beer and tastes like sake. And it really is good, and it's kind of a greenish-gray color. And it's potent. I mean, like, it's just like grain alcohol. Ooh. And it's good, and we're going to have a big bust here Wednesday the 8th. Oh, by the way, tonight's the 6th. I didn't make the tape last night because I figured I'd get a letter or something today. And rice wine is good. It really is. It's not that bad. And it sounds like Dad's becoming a market analyst more than a salesman, making up these surveys and things like that. That could be a lot more interesting rather than running around trying to convince some guy that he wants to buy something to inform other people who rely on your judgment of the way things are. It's a little easier, I think. I'm talking about that hot water heater. A lot of plans and stuff like that, but I never did make it. Mainly because we can't get the parts, and it's hard to get somebody to weld a 55-gallon drum so it won't leak, and this had to be sealed up. It was really a hairy little deal. I might let you have a picture of it someday. I don't know. House details, well, I can give you more on that on the slide tape thing. Yes, I've got the newspapers here about Cape Kennedy, and I will... I saw that place where the astronauts, where it happened. I mean, I've actually seen that launch tower, and I actually saw a Saturn rocket there, too. Man, it was big. Oh, I mean, it is monstrously large rock. But now I guess we have to get into my week. That's an interesting week. Got to go out on a little combat mission this week. A lot of fun. Sunday, the day before yesterday, as a matter of fact. Played War Hero. But I'm back now, so there's no problem. Right? Right. Okay. Last week has been mostly of people coming in and going out, and I've been in charge back here most of the week, all by my lonesome. Just me. And which makes it a lot more fun. Not much happened. The only civil affairs I really did was go out to the district, to the village chief of one of the villages, and give him some Vietnamese flags that he's going to fly as a signal, whether there's VC in the area or not like that, and the helicopter pilots are supposed to report any this flag thing. And we drove over the roads and made an inspection tour back there, and we visited with the pigsty and delivered a chopping machine out there made in Formosa, and got it welded so it worked and took it out to the pigsty, and they're supposed to put their banana bushes in there, chop it up, feed it to our Yorkshires, and I've got running out of tape. See any other side?